Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I am at Alamitos Bay. It's just a beautiful, sunny morning out here. The rain stopped again, but there's a lot to talk about. And you're going to see crazy things in restaurants. You're going to see surge prices. You're going to see restaurants make up different programs for different people. And it's not going to have any rhyme or reason to it. So please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Join our email list, guys, because one goes out on Thursday, the end of the month. And also, we have a sponsor today, Dr. Marty, and I will talk about him later. But first things first, you know, growing up here in Southern California, I used to love to go to Wendy's. I love their chili. I love their burgers. And they had a CEO named Dave Thomas. Dave Thomas was the founders, and he named Wendy's after his daughter. And the red hair and the ponytails, that was named after his daughter, okay? Well, Dave Thomas has since gone, and there's a new guy running the company called Kirk Tanner, and this genius came up with something that you won't even believe, and that is a thing called surge pricing for hamburgers. Now, what is that? Explain it real quick. Let's say you want to get an Uber, a Lyft, or even a taxi at a peak time and traffic is bad, and the driver knows that, they can flip a switch and it will charge you more money. Now, the most recent time that I had surge pricing was when I went to the Formula One race in Las Vegas. I would have people, when I would get into a taxi cab, they would, "Are you an American?" "Yes, I'm so sorry. Because of the Europeans not tipping us, we have to add $15 per person." That's what they would tell us, that walking into a taxi cab. And they would print it, and the smart ones would literally post it to the door of the taxi cab. So these people went out and charged more money because of how busy it was with the Formula One race, okay? Now, here's what Mr. Tanner wants to do at Wendy's. He wants to have surge pricing for hamburgers. Now think about this. During peak hours, which would be lunch and dinner, they're gonna be able to flip a switch and raise the price on a Wendy's hamburger, meal, kids meal, chili, fries, everything, and bump it up during that time because they're busier. Is that insanity or what? What idiot came up with this? Oh yeah, Kirk Tanner. Now, here's the thing. The Ohio-based company is going to put $20 million into the first group of, this is gonna happen. It's not like, hey, maybe we should do this. They're spending $20 million on new menus inside the restaurants that when they flip the switch, they're gonna be able to change the price. You know how bad that is? I want you to think about this. From a single dad's point of view, and there were times when I was like down to my last dollar and the kids wanted to eat someplace, and I knew, okay, it's $13.48 if I go to eat at that restaurant. Could you imagine you go there and no, it's $21.60. Okay, guys, somebody's not eating today. You know how embarrassing that would be? You know how awful that would be? This is going to hurt the lowest end of the economic scale with single people and with older people. But imagine not knowing what things cost when you go to that restaurant because it's busier. I mean, that's insanity, absolute insanity. So let me know your thoughts on this. Do you like Wendy's? Because all the pictures are awful. I will go to Wendy's and I will eat one of their burgers and give it a review, which they won't like. But again, Dave Thomas is dead because of that. Now, here's the thing. Dave Thomas came up with a advertising program in the 80s. Remember, where's the beef? Well, it was done by a man named John Pietro. John Pietro was a very good friend of my late girlfriend's Lisa. In fact, he was her mentor for her business. That guy moved to Irvine, California, and would pick certain businesses and mentor them. And Lisa was lucky enough to do her pitch and get mentored by John Pietro, who did the Where's the Beef campaign. And again, advertising is dead. Customer service is dead. Pricing is dead. Are you happy? That's dead too. So let me know your thoughts on all this stuff so far, because this is insanity right now. And, you know, a few things. The next thing is Kellogg's. You know, my kids used to joke, hey, let's have breakfast for dinner. Breakfast for dinner. Well, when I was a broke guy, it was like, what a wonderful idea. Well, the CEO, Gary Pilnick, stepped forward and says, you know, more people should eat cereal for breakfast. And here at Kellogg's, we want to promote that. Okay, Well, no, guys. No, this is what you eat as a last resort when there's nothing else in the cupboard. It's snowing outside or raining 3 inches like we had the last 2 weeks here. And you don't want to put up with this. That makes sense. But Mr. Pilnick's an idiot, and he's getting backlash for it too, which is kind of funny because nobody wants to sit there and be told, hey, you know, go eat cereal. And again, not a flippant comment. He did it on an investor call. So this is something that he came up with a wonderful idea, and it wasn't cute and clever. It was that people have no money and people are broke right now. So there's that. Now, the next one is there is a restaurant called The Plate in Boston. And I have a friend of mine who I went on a cruise with my daughter earlier this month. And he's like, do you want the insurance in case you don't make it on the trip? And I'm like, you know what? No, because it's like the closer you get to the trip, the more expensive the insurance is. And I'm like, no, we're going. Come hell or high water, I'm not going to cancel. I'll be there. Well, a man named, and I want to get his name right, Trevor DeCaro, he scheduled a tasting meal, which is $125 a person, and they have a no cancellation clause. And the owner of the restaurant, her name is Jen Boyle. Jen Boyle was pissed, okay, because this guy canceled. Only problem was the guy was in the hospital and said, I'm sorry, I cannot make this tasting menu. So you guys have got to bend over and, you know, and give me a little bit of a room. So they said no, back and forth, even a couple days before. I'm sorry, I'm in the hospital. I cannot attend this. Sorry, you're out the $250. So he went to the insurance company and filed a claim. At first I thought, what a jerk, why did he do this? But no, that's what, you know, my buddy Hunt, who owns the cruise company, is like, go get the insurance if something happens. Well, I would think a heart attack surgery, being in the hospital, would qualify to cancel a restaurant reservation, okay? So there's that. The restaurant hadn't wanted nothing to do with it, and they just lambasted this guy and told him what a jerk he was and wrote things on social media about how he ruined our restaurant. And I'm like, oh my God, this is terrible. But it just escalated out of control. Now, all these articles are below, so you can read all this stuff. But man, oh man, when do you draw the line with this stuff? You know? So, a little too much. And let's see. Now, the final one in this segment. There is a restaurant called Harlem Shake that got billed almost $13,982 in bogus charges on DoorDash. Now, here's the thing, guys. When you go order your hamburger and things like that, you're not paying the same price. You're paying more, and you're paying a premium fee that the company charges the restaurants. So this company went out and realized that they got charged almost $14,000 in overcharges that they were charging the customers for orders, think about this, that never took place. These orders were never made, they were never shipped, they were just charged fees. Now, when you have a busy restaurant like Harlem Shake, okay, it's famous, it's got a lot of burgers and a lot of famous people have eat their shack and rappers and things like that. But the point is that it's outrageous, guys. So they contact DoorDash, showed the proof that it was totally bogus. You know what DoorDash offered them? Half. Here's $7,592. Huh? Why? I mean, they should be criminally charged. So it is so difficult, guys, right now to run a business. And of the things that people tell me about how bad it is, you have to understand that this is just going to get worse, and you're going to see more and more problems. You're going to see more businesses try to do things. Now, I know restaurants that are very successful that are like, we don't do any of that stuff. We don't want people charged 30%. We don't want delivery fees. We don't want nonsense. But here's the thing. During COVID, I was sitting in a Thai restaurant that is fantastic in Huntington Beach, and one guy picked up 9 orders. And I've told this story before. How would you like to be number 9 on that list? Now, the food's hot because they put it together and put it in the bag, but how long does it take to drive to 9 houses? Doug and I went to 10 yesterday. Now, we were all over town and all over Southern California. That took 6 hours to do that. So how long does it take to drive like that and to do, you know, deliver all that food? I can't stand it, and I think it's ridiculous. And if I'm not healthy enough to drive out and go someplace, I'm not eating it. Let me know your thoughts on all this stuff right now. I'm getting worked up as I think about this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Marty. Think about this, guys. There are millions of people that have dogs in this country, and they are part of the family. And as our dogs get older, We all think that, oh, you know, their joint pain, their sluggishness, and their bad skin and their bad breath is just part of the deal, and it's not. A lot of us are feeding things to our pets that we shouldn't be, and there's a lot of different things inside of pet food that we just shouldn't give them at all. Now, Dr. Marty is one of the world's leading holistic veterinarians. If you go to dogfoodexposed.com/, he did a great video on what's in this food, and just watch it today and check it out because it will make a huge difference. It made a difference with me and I love it. But take a look at it today because, you know, Rosie, as she gets older, you want the dogs to be happy, healthy, sleep well, and not have any issues. So check it out today. Go to dogfoodexposed.com/Dan and check out Dr. Marty today. Now, another day, another ransomware cyber attack. Now it's a city, an entire city shut down in Northern California, Oakley, California. Police services, dispatch, radio, city services are, you know, run amok and they cannot be opened right now. And go like 18 miles down the road to Pleasanton and they're having half the city is shut down because of a cyber attack. Guys, this stuff is happening all the time. All the time, all the time, all the time. I'm telling you guys, you know, whether you get it or not, take a look at the VPN service to protect yourself and make sure your data is protected. I'll leave the link below for that. But Macy's, the store chain, guess what, guys? You know, they had almost 817 stores in 2019. Whittled it down to 643 stores. Now, the new CEO comes in and just announces that we're going to close 150 more flagship large Macy's stores. Now, Macy's owns a bunch of real estate. And if you look at New York, you know, the Macy's Day Parade and things like that, they don't own all those buildings. They rent a lot of those buildings and lease them. But this is a matter of time until this is going to be a big problem for everybody. So, you know, you're going to see more and more stores go out of business, more and more restaurants go out of business. And, you know, I want to talk to you guys about something about real estate. You know, when I did the foreclosure video, it was a nice video. It was long and it was good. And I really enjoyed working with Doug. Doug is amazing. He's a true talent at that. And I was thinking about this because I said it was a masterclass in posting videos. And again, guys, this is not to go, ha ha, people are losing their homes. That's not any of this stuff. This is just a brilliant businessman that's working all the time. And then you get Gavin Newsom who steps forward and says that Joe Biden, you know, him running the country is a masterclass in running a country. So I'd hire Doug as president first before I would go back to Joe Biden. That's just me, okay? So, oh my gosh. You're seeing so much that are going around. Another downtown St. Louis office building in default. Now think about this. Doug's partner is in Las Vegas right now at a banking summit where they're going to get approved to start to foreclose on commercial buildings. Now, I am not kidding you. I have had dozen, 18, at least 15 people write me and say, hey, I live in this area. Could I post buildings? Could I post houses? Craziness, guys. Absolutely craziness because people are looking for a side gig. And for those of you that don't think that's dangerous, I think it's incredibly dangerous, but that's just me. So, you know, the great article out of the Orange County Register, and that is that there are more unpaid bills right now than ever before. People are not meeting the demand for everything from car payments to house payments to HOA fees to insurance to everything. Now, here's the thing, guys. You don't pay your homeowner's insurance, you're gonna get kicked out of your house. They will call the loan in. And we had one of those last year. I was with Doug. People owed $9,000 in their house and couldn't get insurance because the house was so dilapidated. And they called the note in to sell the house. Okay, there you go, 21 days. We're gonna foreclose on you. Better get a hold of your mom, okay? Awful, 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 awful. So that's happening. A friend of mine who I really like has an adult son who's getting married. And he started looking at houses. And I'm like, wow, let him watch that foreclosure video that was mayhem. Because the thing about the foreclosure video that you guys may or may not get is that as I'm sitting there, if he would have had somebody there taking notes and, hey, listen, let me send you my current location on the phone. He could have served and posted other houses within a few miles as he trekked across the desert to get to, you know, San Bernardino County, Riverside County, Orange County, you know what I mean? Before the auction. So he could have done that. But my friend, his son is engaged right now and he's a great kid. I like him. I'm not going to say anybody's first name so I don't piss anybody off. But the guy over the weekend made an offer on a house in Los Angeles for $920,000. And I'm like, friend, go have your son watch that video because it's chaos. It is absolutely the end of it. The house sold for $200,000 above asking price. There is no heater in the house. There is no garage. It is in old Los Angeles, old Los Angeles. In fact, Boyle Heights area, okay? So you guys can do what you want and say what you want about Boyle Heights. I had my own opinion about that. But I am telling you, people get so desperate. I gotta get in now. And I've had people write me today, go, Dan, you don't understand. We've got to get a house. I have to get a house. Is there tax implications? Is there something about it that you have to be in a property right now over waiting? Okay, there's that. So the other thing is the same kid looked at condos here in Long Beach. I'm in Long Beach, California, Naples. It's right next to it. There were older condos that were 25, 30 years old. One of them had an assessment for a few thousand dollars because the parking structure was sinking, okay? So everybody needs to pay $4,000. That's not a lot of money. It's the way it is. Dan, you gotta fix the old units. Yeah. No, now the HOA fee also went up $200 a month right now. So where do you draw the line on this stuff, guys? When do you just say, you know, I think I'm gonna wait this out. I have had so many people write me and say, Dan, what do you think about motorcycles, cars, planes? I'm interested in, you know, snowmobiles and different winter, vehicles. They're going to go on sale, guys. These people are going to unload things. You're going to see this happen very quickly. Okay? So let me know what you think about this. I don't know everything, guys. I'm constantly researching stuff. But I'm also a guy that got himself out of debt by living a very tight lifestyle and not spending just to look cool or anything like that. It's crazy. So get yourself out of debt. Get yourself a job that pays you what you're worth. And I am telling you this right now. People are working so much right now and hate where they're at. Try to get some joy in what you do. Try to. I'm telling you, you'll feel so much better. Your family will feel better. You know, if you have to work, do something that's going to put a smile on your face at the end of the day. Okay? And everybody's laughing right now. They're like, there's nothing. No jobs like that. But anyways, let me know. Speaking of high-priced food, here's one for you. There was a woman that went to a Subway sandwich shop last month in Columbus, Ohio, and bought herself a nice footlong. When she got home, she realized that they had charged her over $1,000 for the sandwich and didn't realize it and tried to get it corrected. They couldn't. So she was dead broke, couldn't eat, ate that sandwich, which lasted one meal for Letitia Bishop. But that's awful. Still, as of the filming of this video, the money has not been refunded yet to her. Is that terrible or what? But again, you've got to watch everything. I am so proud of you. All you people that have written me and said, I got myself on paper statements so I don't have shenanigans like this happening to me, Dan. And again, set up text messages. When you buy things on your phone, it's irritating, Dan. You know how irritating it is? Sometimes between my work and home, I'll use my phone and my card 6 times, and I would get 6 text messages. Yeah. What if one of them for a Subway sandwich was $1,012 more than you spend? Oh, okay. Well, that's a little different, Dan. You didn't say that, okay? Now, back in the land of Encino, here in Southern California, the city of Los Angeles and the county wants to make it mandatory for landlords to install air conditioning units on every single rental unit. And I talked to a realtor yesterday. He says, 12,000 unit. I said, no, what if the building's built in 1929? Because we were at the auction yesterday with Doug. I said, what do you do when you have a situation like that? He's like, wow, that's going to be crazy. Are they really proposing that? And I sent him the story, and the story's below on that. But again, why would you want to be a landlord here in Southern California? I am telling you, these people don't have to pay you. And now you better get air conditioning, and it better be a good one. And you know what? I got sick from the air conditioning because it blew too cold in my house. So you better do something about that, Dan. You know, AT&T is such a great company. They went out and they're going to credit everybody one day for the cyber attack that happened last week and the shutdown. One day. So I have AT&T and a few phones. So wonder what that means for one day in a month, what I'm going to get. Okay. It's like, again, now I wasn't put out, didn't have a problem, but I had a lot of people write me and saying how scary it was. And that, is this it? Okay. Now, final story. And I love this one. When I was in an office building 20 years ago, I had a personal injury detective that would do workers' comp claims and things like that, where he would go out and determine if things were fraud or not. And this story goes into that. In Ireland, a woman was going to get an $820,000 claim, claiming she couldn't work, she couldn't move, she couldn't walk. Well, then they had a Christmas tree throwing contest to see how far you can throw your Christmas tree, and she won it. Camille Grabska won it. She threw her Christmas tree the furthest, and guess what they said? They said, well, guess what? If you can throw a Christmas tree farther than the men, then I guess you're not injured. So she lost her $820,000 settlement. Read that storybook. God, that was just so... I felt so good. But you ever get any videos like that? Send that stuff to hello@iallegedly.com. Again, guys, everything right now is chaos when it comes to the money. Save your money. Just be ready, because you're going to see more grandkids living with grandparents. You're going to see more people move back in with their parents' house. You're going to see 4 and 5 families live together over the course of the next year. I think it's going to start happening. You're going to see utter chaos in the real estate market. But once again, if you saw how busy this guy's phone was and how insane it was, he's had days where he could do 50 postings in a day. And again, I'm not getting a thrill from this. So for you idiots that have written me about that, it's not. It's just the sign of the times. And because I have people that write me, usually those people say it's not busy. It's not bad at all. So hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, join the email list, because one goes out on Thursday, and you don't want to miss that. So onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon.